ball downfield, and a wide open reach, dropped!
And it's another week at Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
The D-O-double-G.
B to the O-double.
Rough, rough, rough weekend.
Hey, man, you got to be positive.
Yeah.
Got to be positive.
We have just Let's see. What could I be positive about? The fact that one of us picked KC to win the game.
No, it was a beautiful weekend. Thanksgiving, all your friends and family you got to see, or whoever you got to see.
Thanksgiving was Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, part of the weekend.
Part of the weekend. Thanksgiving.
So you just let it roll. Okay, Gators won, like
Gators
you said.
Won.
Gators won.
I caught some massive cobia grouper Friday.
Nice.
And then the Bucks shit to bed.
I went
straight to work.
Yeah.
I went straight to work, and I did some things and had to get my mind off that
loss. Well, I stuck with what you saw in the group text. I told him not to talk to me.
Yeah,
on Monday.
He didn't even show up for work.
I didn't show up for work.
Good.
I was not a happy camper that day. So, speaking of football, a couple things that I found interesting. You saw the whole deal with the Denver QBs.
Yep. Yeah. There wasn't a true starting quarterback that entire game.
That's true. That's 100% true. Do you know that? I mean, obviously you know that,
and
they
Jameis
petitioned
Winston
to let the assistant coach come out and play QB. Do you know this?
No.
They literally petitioned.
They should have just let Jameis play for
the
Denver.
NFL. The Saints, of course, my guess is probably had no problem with this whatsoever.
Yeah.
But they petitioned to let their assistant coach, QB.
How old is he?
I don't know, like in his like late 20s, early 30s
played the
or
game.
Something like that.
I'm not a fan of that.
One of our buddies sent us a text today. Denver, no QBs. Lost to the Saints.
I don't want to hear it. Don't bring that up. I've already heard the shit. It's already pissed me off.
But it's true, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the deal with that.
Okay,
We're going on fourth.
For the listeners, let's just say this. They pointed out how Denver lost to the Saints 31-3. And then, of course, we lost to the Saints.
The Bucks 38-3
with Tom Brady. Now, go ahead.
And the first quarter, we are down 21. Yep. One of those, we had a fumble or a pick on the second or third drive, correct? So we went down extremely fast, 21. So you go for it on fourth down. You got
it.
You got to.
Yeah,
do
it was like Jones fumbled the ball like the first time in 148 carries or something like
that. I think we only punted the ball that game like four times. And we were down that much. So it wasn't like we were – and even when we got into territory, we would go for it on fourth and goal.
Agreed.
Instead of kicking the field goal. So we left plenty of points up there. So what if it was 38-13? Wouldn't have mattered. You would have lost. You got to score touchdowns.
I agree with that. It doesn't matter. You lost, but 38-3 hurts.
But when you're down 21 to shit in the first quarter with 6 minutes left,
yeah,
field goals ain't going to get you back in it.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're awful quiet over there today.
Yep. Not a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about because you picked Kansas City.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When we make our picks, is it who we want to win or who's going to win?
You never go against your home team.
Okay, well, I can.
Yeah, I mean.
And look what happens.
That's not – you cannot blame me for
that. How do we know it wasn't you?
At least we all take the L, man.
I took the loss
with – if you're a true fan, that's my point, dog, right there.
If I'm a true fan.
If you're a true fan, you take the loss with your squad.
I do every day, every time we
but
lose.
But you didn't. You chose the winner, and then you had the audacity to go around tout how, well, if you want to pick the winner, then you're going to pick the winner. I'm going to pick Kansas City. So you were saying that the Bucks were going to lose last week.
Huh? I had them losing this game since the beginning of the season. Yeah. Nobody had them winning this game.
I did. Dog.
You have them winning 16-0. You have them winning every
game.
You've got to be realistic.
Damn right I got them going 16-0.
I'm just being realistic, man.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Dogs had them going 16-0 since the day
Chiefs
of birth.
Are the best team in the league, and it's going to be hard to beat them no matter who it is. And I'm sorry.
So
if
when
that
we meet
them
up in the Super Bowl, like I said
we're winning
who
out.
Who are you picking that one?
We have to win out.
We're winning out all the way till February.
Well, let's see. Who do we got left? We got Falcons twice.
Falcons twice, Detroit, Minnesota.
And here's the thing. It's not about who plays the best all year. It's who gets hot in December.
I understand
who
that.
The Eagles, who I hate that team. I hate, don't get me started. And Philly fans, you probably understand why us Bucks fans just don't like you. But we shut down the vet. Anywho, they were 9-7 on their Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
The Giants were 9-7
with a backup quarterback.
Nick Foles, yeah. The Giants were 9-7 on their Super Bowl run, their last one. I mean, it's all about who's
well,
hot.
Well, Bo's
at
been
the right
saying
time.
Since the start of the season that it's going to take some time for them to
click.
And
he's been right.
That's
he's
why you
right.
pick KC because I mean, we're not clicking yet. So
we're not clicking. No. If you say that they are, you're just blind. No. You got to be
we
realistic.
Only lost by 3 points to a team that was a Super Bowl champ that you picked to win. I'm going to keep saying that.
Yeah, but it's better than losing 38-3 like we did to the Saints.
I agree. No, that's what I'm saying.
We were down
no moral we were, wins for coming back in a game. A loss is a loss. A win is a win. That's it.
I mean,
this week you won, right? Because you picked KC. So
it has nothing to do with that. You think I wanted that team to win? No,
yeah,
I didn't.
You picked them.
I picked them because they were going to win. We were not ready for that game. We weren't ready for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean,
we
yeah.
got beat by the Bears, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry. When it comes to realistic, I'm going
to
be realistic
with my
team. We almost
lost to the Giants.
But at the end of the day, where this team's at is better than they were for the past 10 years.
Not yet.
I'm grateful for that. You guys want to jump shit up for the first game.
I'm talking 15. Better than the last 15.
They were
years.
10-6 with Josh Freeman that 1 year and gave us a glimmer of hope.
So you think Josh Freeman and that team is better than this team that we got?
No, I did. I say that. I'm just saying we had 10 wins 1 year, 10 years ago. Okay. So be grateful when we're actually doing somewhat good. But this team right now, they have work to do with this bye week. I think it'll help.
Okay, Biobo. Where?
He's feeling a little attacked right
where
now.
Where do you see the most improvement that needs to be addressed this week going into the bye?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Where
most improvement?
Let's do that. What was the most improved part of the squad this last weekend that you noticed, man, they're doing better on this part?
The run game till they stop doing it?
Yeah, I can.
Ronald Jones.
We were talking
Ronald
about
Jones had
O-line.
9 carries for 77 yards.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you pull him after he runs a screen for 30 yards and scores.
What
are you doing?
That's on Byron Leftwich. Like,
I don't get it.
We're
all in agreement with that.
The
right
Chiefs
there.
Had the worst run D in the whole league, and our offensive line was manhandling them. And we wanted to go 3-2, and you want to throw the ball 30 freaking yards.
I know.
Yeah, dude,
that's the whole thing with
it.
This
it's like
team.
The same thing with like last week or Monday night when remember it was a 3rd-and-2, and they tried to do that dump pass and literally run into each other.
Their most effective is when they do these short passes, get the guys in motion, and run the ball. Let Brady. Pick apart the field. Don't
you
look
saw
for
what
these
Arian
25,
today,
30-yard
right?
plays.
Brady is now picking all the plays by practices.
Good.
100%.
Good.
You got to execute. I don't care what you pick.
Okay, well, it's basically who's running the offense. Are you going to let Byron Leftwich? They're around the same age, right? So okay, Byron Leftwich is still trying to play. Would you sign him or would you – basically, this is your offensive coordinator, is your quarterback.
Yeah. No, because he's still in there with Brady, but I think that at practice at least.
If we don't run the ball,
he's picking all these plays.
And we've said this with Jameis Winston in the past. If we don't run the ball 15 to 25 times a game, we are set up for disaster. That's what Jameis Winston, because we didn't want him to throw the ball a lot. Why are we making Tom throw the ball 45 times a game?
That's what they want.
He's
they
on
want
track.
These big plays. Yeah. They brought in AB for a deep threat, and the deep threat went away as soon as AB came here. You know why? Because they know what's coming. Scotty Miller gets hidden out there, and Scotty Miller's running deep, and he's catching bombs. That play's gone. It's over with because they know what's coming when they got 3-4 wide.
I think
Brady's in shotgun with an empty backfield.
I think the biggest improvement was not throwing the ball to AB this week. I think they only target him 3 times. I think that's huge.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
I think what they need to do with AB is when Mike or Chris gets winded, AB fits in and goes in. You still run your Scotty on your 3-man wide receiver bunch package.
You just got to mix it up. I mean, you don't have to run them every play.
Or Tyler Johnson. Yeah, exactly. No, but when they go out there, you never see other than Mike, AB, and Chris Godwin now. Why is that? There's no Tyler Johnson.
Gronk was the leading wide receiver or the leading receiver last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike had 2 touchdowns, though.
Well, Mike was his pass game, right?
But big ups to Tristan Wirfs. He had 45 pass block snaps. 0 pressures allowed. That's huge. I think
offensive line played really well.
That's all right. The other side just left.
Well, Marpet's guarding 2 guys at once.
I know.
Sometimes Donovan Smith, he's there, and then he's just completely lost the next play. I don't get it. Maybe he has a concussion. Who knows?
I don't know. It's like he's thinking about cheeseburgers or something. It's
oh,
like,
those
it's
Bo
Burgers.
Those Bo Burgers were delicious, were good tonight, dude. Bro.
I have a funny tweet about the game.
You guys got to try one.
Read it.
It's time to bench Tom Brady. A loss is unacceptable, especially to a garbage team, let alone Patrick Mahomes led the team. Least clutch player of all time, most overrated QB. We will always be an inferior to the Giants and the rest of the NFC South. It's just that's a joke.
Obviously.
But honestly, you guys can give me shit all you want. Kansas City is the best team in football. I'd pick them against anybody.
I just don't like the fact that you picked anybody but the Bucks. See,
I will never
about.
Pick another team like Kansas City. Like Kansas City is just
all our viewership, even, all of our listeners that we had come up to the hundreds.
When's the last time you've been to a
hundreds
Bucks game?
Of thousands, bro?
When's
and
the
we
last
probably
time
just
you've been
lost
to a Bucks game? When's the last time you went to a Bucks game in attendance?
It's been a while.
So.
But what are you
what
saying
kind of
by
fan
that?
Are you?
Oh, so all the people that watch the games religiously
no,
at home and have
no,
all,
no,
and,
no, I'm just
and
saying,
have all their superstitions
I'm
and stuff like
saying,
I do.
No, you your superstition's been probably hurting the team then. So
I
all
literally,
losses,
dude, I'll have you know, I not only changed the shirt after the first quarter, I took a shower at halftime to try and wash
well,
the
me,
filth.
When's the what's the last
first
year?
Half
what's
off
the
of
last
me?
Year you're at Ray J?
I think I fucked up, guys.
What'd you do?
We took that loss Monday night against the Rams, and I didn't wash my socks. My Bucks socks.
You didn't?
I fucked up.
No.
That's
it's because he picked
juju.
KC.
That was bad juju. I'll take that.
No, you don't want to blame Carlton Davis? You don't want to blame Carlton Davis getting
burnt? No.
He got burnt a lot.
Yes,
man.
But at the same time, did you see a couple of those throws Patrick put on him?
I don't care. Their
another
guy is doing a backflip into our end zone, bro.
Another corner or another QB is not doing that.
Yeah.
To anybody.
It doesn't matter. He had enough time to kind of trot, look around, then spin around, do backflip into the end zone.
He didn't get no secondary,
off.
No top help.
No, he didn't.
Winfield was always
he
out of
He fell practice. Asleep.
Winfield's a rookie, and we got him starting. Granted, he's playing great. He's
yeah,
playing lights out for
is.
A rookie, but he still makes rookie mistakes, and that's one of the rookie mistakes he made. And it's just, that's –
I mean, you would think that the conversation pregame with Winfield was like, listen –
Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm sure
you're up on that guy.
You're hey. The help for this big guy.
Hey, but here's the thing though. He runs what a 4.2 40.
He's the fastest guy in the league.
Right, he runs like a 4.2, maybe 4.3, something like that.
Probably the best receiver.
I wouldn't say best.
Who are you gonna take over?
DK Metcalf.
Well,
okay. Yeah. Well, what I just
did. You see that game last night?
He's a monster.
They try getting physical with him.
Yeah,
he
but
can't get physical.
This guy, he's running so fast. Jamel Dean, our fastest corner's out. Not saying that he would have changed the game if he was in, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you don't get home playing D-line or blitzing, whatever, that's what's going to happen with a fast receiver. Like you said with Justin Herbert, it doesn't even have to be the fastest guy. As long as you get behind your guy and you chuck one up, that's
so
a 50-50 ball.
So we agree that the O-line was probably one of the better with Marpet and everything. I mean,
Kappa,
it was definitely improved.
Kappa played
over
good.
A couple weeks.
What
was
Marpet.
The biggest disappointment?
Defense.
Yeah, that secondary was just
secondary
horrible.
Play.
Secondary. I mean,
defense. Just defense.
I'm not calling. I don't have a problem with the line.
I think JPP is playing lights out.
I do too.
I think the linebacker core is
but
playing
they're
lights
all
out.
What
basically.
We were talking about earlier too is a good point, dude. You got to lighten up a little bit here, and I understand concussion protocols. I understand all these things, but the hit that even Tom Brady took, or that Mahomes took,
Yeah, I think it was Mahomes.
It was
about JPP.
Yeah, but I mean, bro, that's not that was like a rub.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple hits on Brady that were around the knees that they just walked by.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather see them call that. You start taking a quarterback low like that. That's something
yeah, but it's
more
so hard
about.
Game speed, and you're coming in, and guys like Patrick Mahomes, he can snap that ball off so quick from different angles, up top, sidearm, whatever, and he's gonna get it there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean.
I just
they
don't think
lighten
that was
up.
A. I don't. I think yeah. that one call against that they had
that
about
should be
Brady,
like a five.
Yes, good call. But the little head rub.
Maybe like a 5 yard, not a 15 roughing the quarterback. Anybody yeah, just
and not
you know,
automatic first down.
Yeah, exactly. I would say 5 yards. That's it. Maybe 5 yards and replay of a down.
All right. So a couple other things before we get into our picks and we can talk about our FanDuel results.
Yeah, whatever.
This week. Tyson Jones
Did you watch the fight?
I did not watch the fight. I watched highlights of the fight, and then I watched the highlights of the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson fight. And I got to say, Jones, big boy now. I mean, he gotten a lot bigger than back in the day, of course.
Time's catching up with him.
But Tyson was pretty cut, but I was very surprised that they called it a draw.
Well, I mean,
even
I,
from the highlights.
Well, they even said that there's the whole scoring system is just, it's not like regular boxing. Like,
yeah,
they didn't want anybody to get knocked out. If somebody got cut, they would have called the fight. Like, they didn't want a winner or a loser. They just
I
wanted
thought they had like really padded gloves too.
They were 12-ounce gloves.
They had 12-ounce.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not extra padded.
No, but
they were big boys.
That's a big glove. Like, I mean, it's a cushion.
Okay, so there you go. Exactly.
I think that's what you get, like, when you
buy
something for your house.
I'll tell you right now, when Mike Tyson ate up Roy inside and got him a few rib shots, you could tell Roy felt that.
Oh,
Roy didn't like
that. You're going to feel it, no matter what. The guy's still a bull, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see the next fight if they do it again. I'm hoping they do. I'd love to see Mike fight again.
He'll fight somebody else. He'll fight, like, Evander Holyfield or another.
No.
Yeah, he's not. It's not going to go any further than that.
A lot of people have been clowning on Nate Robinson.
I like the celebrity, yeah, I like that. I like that match too. I thought that was entertainment.
You got a guy that's trained in boxing, and then you got a guy that plays basketball.
That's his fault for calling him out.
I agree.
That's like me saying, "Oh, I can build a better car than somebody who builds cars every day."
But now you have, them. Did you see about Canseco's daughter? By the way,
no, I didn't.
Canseco's daughter used to date, I think it was Logan Paul. The brother, and both boxers or whatever. Well, apparently he says, well, yeah, I have no problem fighting Canseco. I love smashing Canseco's. And he was obviously making a reference to Jose's daughter. Jose, boy, immediately jumped on that, ready to go.
Yeah, he wouldn't pass a drug test, though.
Probably not. But how about this? They say that they're in contact or in talks now with Conor McGregor's camp.
Good. I hope so. I hope
bro,
that happens.
He is going to annihilate this kid. Are you kidding me?
I don't think that kid wants that smoke.
No way.
He'll fight. He'll try it, but he's going to get knocked out. I would I'd like to see him just
fight
an average
hurt.
Boxer. I'd like to see him fight an average boxer. Yeah. Just an average amateur boxer. Because like when he was boxing him, like he would throw like he could kind of you could kind of see where he's been training.
Punches a little wild still,
but
yeah.
Went and hugged up. Like he doesn't know. Yeah. Like you're not gonna hug a boxer every time. They're gonna sidestep and they're gonna cold clock you.
Exactly.
Which I hope he does. I don't think he'll freak.
You step in that ring against like Oscar De La Hoya in his prime, and oof, that'll be ugly. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. So what else we got? You see the Lightning re-signed. Who was it? Sergachev. 3 years, 4.5.
Huge.
That's nice. That's a solid pickup for 3 years. And what else? What else? What else? I think that's
we had history.
Oh, what history did we make?
By Vanderbilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
No, I did not.
The first female kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hats off to her.
Yeah.
Hats off to her. You get it. You done it.
You
done I would
it.
Leave it at that. I don't. I understand. I'm not. If people can take their opinions on it, but you got to draw a line. There's certain plays where kickers become targets, and the last thing I want is to see her get hit. People, you know, it's like she's a big girl. She'll hold her head, but I
seen you get blindsided.
I'm telling you, it happens in the NFL to professional athletes, like. She kicks that ball off. She's running downfield. I mean, who's to say that somebody doesn't, okay, let's welcome her to college football and just bam. And then what are you going to have?
It's like would you rather that he was asking. You don't want to be that guy.
You don't, but you don't want to be the guy that gets hit by her and gets laid out. So, to me, there's kind of a line to do you give
it's
her
also a good point.
God. Do you balance that she's on the field or you not? Like you cannot take any player lightly regardless. So that's why I
honestly think they need to do more like a women's football contact.
Well, they do. They have the laundry league.
No, I'm talking like college.
You ever seen those?
No, yeah, but do college.
Man, they do light each other up, by the way, in that lingerie.
I mean, I don't know if some girls are all into that lingerie, but I mean.
They don't have to wear lingerie,
exactly.
But I mean, it's
most of the
physical.
Game, most of the lingerie doesn't even last half the game. What?
You ever been to one?
Yes, I have. I went to the Tampa.
Well, next time you go, you know, give me an
I don't even think they do it anymore.
I don't know.
Especially during all this, there's no call for that. So
XFL.
Excuse me. All right, so FanDuel. Gentlemen. Let's review.
Yeah, Chip won. It's over. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the picks.
Chip did win.
All right, well,
God,
mute
Chip
me.
Chip just wins everything.
You've lost the previous 2 weeks.
No, I won one against him, lost to you. That's it.
That does
so
you
I went one
you,
and one.
You, okay.
The winning squad for Take It Like a Fan.
So I beat him this
was,
week, so that means I won two, so that means I'm 3-1.
Russell.
If that's what you're counting.
Russell Wilson, Jones, Gordon. God, I thought he was going to do more because I thought they were going to rely heavily on the run game in Denver. He only got 3.1 points. Cup sucked it up, 5.1 points. Robinson was where I killed you guys, 23.4. Parker, 15.9. Gronkowski, 13.6. I picked Burton, 11.7, and the Rams gave
me 15
points.
What college did Burton go to?
Are you serious right now?
Yep.
Where'd
he go?
Come on, bro. He's a Gator.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go over our picks for the week. As of right now, the score stands at what?
6.5. 5.5.
No, bro, go back. It's 6.5.
How? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
You didn't give me my point.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
What?
Because he knows.
That
it should be 6.5.
Yeah, because why are you at 0.5?
No, dog won the previous week.
Yeah.
You're not 6.5.
But, dude, we're on week 12 or 13.
And what happened? What happened? Why are you at 0.5?
I don't know. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. See, he's trying to bait me into that.
I thought I was going to get it for sure. All right, let's go through it. Thursday, Thanksgiving matchups were Houston. And we had one game canceled. Remember, Houston and Detroit. Houston.
Yep. Whoop.
Yeah. See, now give me that back.
You got it.
Why are you cheating out the,
I'm not
out
cheating.
The gate like that?
I'm
Why'd
not
you
cheating.
Cross off my victory?
You got to check, dude.
Washington and Dallas.
Everybody chose Washington. What was the point total?
Point total was 57.
So I won that.
Hold on, how?
Because I have 37.5. You have 33, and Chip chose 27 because it was a low-scoring game.
Unreal.
All right, Vegas went to Atlanta and lost.
Yeah, that was ugly by John Gruden.
Well, I'll tell you what. Atlanta's looking pretty tough.
Chargers went into Buffalo, also lost.
Buffalo won.
Yes.
Yep.
Giants knock off Cincinnati.
Yep, they did. How about that?
Tennessee knocks off Indy.
Yeah, Sean got that one. Every year.
Carolina loses to Minnesota by one.
Yeah, we all got that one.
All right. Do we have New England beating Arizona?
Me and Sean at Arizona. Tied with Sean.
Do we have Miami beating the Jets?
Yeah, everybody had Miami.
Did we have Cleveland knocking off Jacks?
Everybody had Cleveland.
And I know we had New Orleans.
You guys chose Denver.
Really?
Yep.
All right, so now we're all tied again.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco knocking off the Rams?
Mm-hmm. Everybody chose the Rams.
So everybody lost.
Everybody
okay.
lost.
And then you pick a team.
But we still have another game.
I'm not even
going to
say it. I'm not even going to say it. And then Chicago, Green Bay.
We still have another game to play.
Oh, he chose the Bears.
You Who? Chose the Bears?
I chose Green Bay.
So what is the score right now? Or we have Monday night's game. I'm sorry. Seattle knocks off Philly.
Yeah. But we still have
the
Baltimore-Pittsburgh game that gets played tomorrow at 3:30.
Well, we're – okay, 3:40. And
so
what are
you
we?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So, and what did everybody pick for tomorrow?
Sean chose Pittsburgh. We chose Baltimore.
Ooh.
So it's really on me.
So I'm out.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, because if Pitt wins, you win. If Baltimore wins, he wins because he got the point total.
The point,
so it's on me.
Yeah.
It's on you.
So Pittsburgh's going to win, and then I win.
Well, you don't know that.
So anyways, you just didn't win again this week. So can we all get a round of applause for that?
Man, that's messed up.
Well, I mean, dude, every time you win, you rub it in our face. Like
not
it's
really.
Dog
I
shit
mean,
on
it's
the back
like,
of
it's
shoe.
Not like I keep telling everybody that I have 5.5 points and you guys have 2 each. I mean, you could add your points, and I'm still beating you. But
not
we
anymore.
Don't have to keep discussing
not
it.
Not anymore, though.
Actually, yeah, it still will because somebody's going to be at 3, somebody's going to be at 2, and I'm at 5.5. 5.
Whatever, man. That 0.5 is going to come back to eat you in the ass.
Why am I at that 0.5? I don't even know. All right, so let's make our picks for next week. Starting this Thursday. Or actually, yeah, that's right. Starting this Thursday. So, my friends. First, we have no Thursday night game, actually, this week. Okay.
Baloney.
Sunday, we got the Bucks with the bye week, along with Carolina. Here we go.
All right. Hold on.
Saints.
Hold on. I got to put Chip up here.
Okay.
With this 5.5.
Winner. And don't put, yeah, well, don't put yours yet because you don't know.
Two. Well, yeah, I'll just cross it off and do something else.
Saints cruising to Atlanta.
Taking Atlanta.
I'm going to take the Saints. Unfortunately.
You guys chose Denver last week.
I'm going to take Atlanta, too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Detroit cruising into Chicago.
That's going to be a tie.
The Bears.
The Bears. Cleveland.
Cleveland at Tennessee.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm taking Tennessee. Tennessee's got a chip on their shoulder right now.
I mean, Cleveland's playing pretty decent ball right now, but
they beat Mike Glennon by 2 points.
It doesn't matter. Did
you hear what Baker Mayfield said when the line or the defense line did a shift? That when he was up on the line and defense line did a shift, he looked over. He's like, "That was fucking cute."
Really?
Yeah. Or he said, "That was cute, guys. That was fucking cute, guys." Or something like
mid
that.
Mid game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, they're staying in it. They're second in the division.
They're staying relevant, but they look at who they beat, and they haven't really beaten anybody.
And
staying relevant.
And you remember what I said? I said
they're 8-3.
Yeah, what do you mean? They're second in the division. They got a wild card. They're ready for a playoff.
They're not
going
to finish
now.
There.
So you think they're not going to make?
Don't make the wild card.
I don't know.
Don't make the wild card.
I don't know. AFC is a lot stronger than
I think.
NFC
I think if I'm not mistaken,
there's not that many other teams.
Both of you guys said they're going to finish last in their division, and you guys had Cincinnati and Joe Burrow finishing.
Well,
they
lost Joe Burrow, so
that excludes it.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Cincinnati, Miami. Miami's going to knock them off.
Yeah, Miami.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Jacksonville cruising up to the cold weather of Minnesota.
I mean, we definitely.
The cold weather of Minnesota?
Yeah, they play.
I understand they're in the dome, but it's still cold up there, bro.
We definitely need the Jags to show some home state love and get this W, but I'm going to say Minnesota.
Minnesota
that dude,
as
Dalvin
well.
Cook, he's an ass.
He got hurt last week, though, didn't he?
This game right here.
The Raiders are gonna beat the Jets.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know,
yes.
Man.
Are
I
you
am.
Sure?
Yes, I
have,
am.
I
yes.
have to, but.
Jets, I think, might actually go defeated this year.
Yeah, they don't. They
are you out of your skull?
I think they pulled, what's his face? Darnold.
Darnold, yeah.
Who you want? You want Raider. The Jets? I'll give you the Jets.
Yeah, you want the Jets?
No,
take
hell no. Fuck no. I'm going with John Gruden.
All right, Colts. Cruising to Houston.
That's Houston's starting to finally
I know
get
they
something
are,
together,
but in Indianapolis look like crap. Tennessee.
They're a 1 week in, 1 week out kind of team.
Houston.
Good. I'm going with the Indy because guess who playing wide receiver for Houston this week.
Not Will Fuller,
I know. Yeah, that's okay. Rams.
Arizona.
Going to Arizona.
This is going to be a great game.
I agree, Arizona.
I'm going to take the Rams.
I don't like how you think you know me so well that you just write down what I'm going to pick before I even
You
pick
said
anything.
Arizona.
Giants going to Seattle. Okay, now. This one's interesting to me.
Not really.
Because Seattle didn't look like great last night.
They didn't, but Philly's defense kind of played really well.
Philly has offensive problems. Like, big.
Yeah, I'm just...
What I didn't understand last night with their game is why even bring in Jalen Hurts for one play and then take him right back out. Makes no sense. Run a wild card. Run a few games. Run a series. Run a whole. I don't.
So I'm guessing you're taking Seattle.
I'm taking. Yeah, hell yeah. Russ and DK.
Well, I took Seattle.
Chris Carson.
You guys both took Seattle?
Yeah. I hope you take the Giants.
Yeah, because it's interesting to you.
That's what both of you want?
Yeah.
I'm taking Seattle. Philly going to Green Bay and going to lose.
Ooh, see now this.
No, not even close to interesting.
Green Bay for me.
All right, Patriots cruising over to the Chargers.
Green Bay for everybody?
Yeah, Green Bay for everybody. Oh, man. I'm going Chargers.
Yeah. like that too.
Yep, there it is. Come on, bro. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going New England.
Okay. Denver to KC.
Denver is going to lose.
KC.
Oh, you're going to choose KC?
Yeah, it's not against the Bucs, bro. Washington football team on Monday night cruising over to Pittsburgh. Well, wait a minute. Is that going to happen with them playing on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's on there.
That's why they moved it to Monday.
Monday night's games are Washington going to Pittsburgh and Buffalo going to San Fran. I am running with Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
Well, so we need to pick points for one of them. Let's pick the better of the two. Let's take the Buffalo and the San Fran game.
Okay.
And I'm going with...
You going with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he's going with Pittsburgh.
Dude, Alex Smith is not bad.
Oh, okay. Then take Washington.
That defense is all right. Let's see, this could be a sleeper game for Pittsburgh.
So I think
but I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And then the Buffalo at San Fran.
Do you watch football?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
I'm taking Buffalo.
All right. And what are we doing points for?
Buffalo, San Fran.
We'll go 37.
I'm going to go 50.5.
50.5.
I'm going to go, no, I could say 38.
That's fine.
Say whatever you want,
So
man.
I get between 38 and 50.5. I'll do my favorite number 40. All right. There it is. We'll do our FanDuel challenges.
No, guys, I'll get a set up. Tuesday game.
Oh, there is? That's right. Tuesday, December 8th, Dallas, Baltimore.
Oh, shit. So we don't even, that's wrong then. We can't pick for that. We got to wait for Tuesday's game.
That's fine. Well, we can still wait, but we'll use that for the points if we're all tied by any chance. Dallas, Baltimore, I'm taking Balti.
Taking Baltimore, too. We got to pick points for that game.
No, we'll just keep the points
for the Monday game. Keep it regular for the regular Monday game. I'm not a fan of these Tuesday, Wednesday games.
I am.
That was my last subject matter going into break, was that the schedules, this COVID, obviously, and the fact that there's no fans in the stands, they don't have to worry about tickets and all that crap. I'm worried about them with this damn schedule.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking that this is going to be like the new norm. I don't understand why they don't just postpone the game, period.
I think...
And
we'll
play it at the end of the year?
No.
I think it just jacks up teams when you play like on a Wednesday. What if you have to play Sunday or Monday?
My thing is,
take it like a fan.
Whatever team cannot play, they forfeit. They broke protocol. They did what they did. They should forfeit. Denver Broncos.
You see the old Broncos quarterback going at the Bronc on social media on his. He was talking about how all you have to do, here's your chance to be in the NFL and be a starting quarterback.
All you got to do is wear a mask.
All you have to do is wear a mask. And do your protocols.
I know. And then Drew Locke's mom came on and tried to defend him. But that game shouldn't have been played. It's not fair to Denver. I mean, the Saints, granted, as much as I hate to say it, get
no,
a free win.
I honestly think it's either if that's the case, you either put your 52-man roster out there, whatever it is, and you
well, why,
next
they
man up.
They could have moved that game to Monday afternoon.
They had the quarterback from Wake Forest. The guy was like their third-string receiver.
But all quarterbacks tested negative today. Or yesterday.
Why didn't they get rapid test?
They do get rapid test. It's still 24 hours or something. No. Who knows, man? Who really knows?
All right, let's take a break.
See ya.
All right, guys, we are back at Take It Like a Fan. How we doing over there, dog?
I'm a little rattled.
You're a little rattled right now?
Yeah, a little fired up, a little
we're
rattled.
We're going to be announcing some contest winners here tomorrow.
Yeah, my damn fantasy teams are just making me bite my nails.
Yeah?
I'm trying to keep my fingers out of my mouth.
It's not working out for you.
No. I'm just ready to get on the next week.
Bo's been terrible at that too, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah? All right, so I guess we have a young lady on the phone.
Yes, she is Ashley. She goes by Queen of the Buccaneers on Twitter.
Ooh,
and
Queen
Ashley,
of the Buccaneers.
How you doing?
I love it, Queen of the Buccaneers.
How you doing tonight, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We could have been doing better if one of our team here wouldn't have picked KC to win the last game.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, how do you run a Buccaneer, a Tampa Bay sports podcast, and you pick against the Bucs, bro? How do you do that?
It just is what it is, man.
Yeah. What would you say to someone like that, Queen of the Bucs?
Who would I say to what? I'm sorry?
So we do a picks every week where we pick our teams to win, and last week I picked KC to win, and they all just trying to jump my shit because, you know, I picked KC to win, which I think I had every reason to because they're just the best team in the league right now.
Oh, I mean, me personally, listen, I love our team, but at the end of the day, like, I did not see us winning that game. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Like,
Thank
I
you.
I didn't think they I knew the moment
things.
Jamel Dean was out that, like, it was not going to be pretty. Like, there's no way. Not a chance.
No, Dog and I were convinced it was going to be, like, 30-3. Like, we were going to do, like, what the Saints did to us. We were going to do that to KC.
Every game. Every game, it's like that.
Dog, how are the Bucks going to finish this year? 16-0.
Yeah, we're winning out. We're going to the Super Bowl. I got to have faith, you know. Yeah.
I don't know there, Queen. I don't know. What you just said there kind of rolls in line with Bo. I mean, how can you go against the Bucks? I mean, you ride with your team, man.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Period.
Get it.
You lose
well,
with your team.
You also have to think, like, they would have been down two linemen. Like, if Valimar Pett was out, I would have had us getting blown out. Yeah. But, like, if Gonovan Smith was out, I would have also had us struggling a lot because I don't think Josh Wells is very good. As it used to be, or even really a replacement type guy, but then you have, you know, your fastest corner out against someone that runs a 4.2 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
your best corner
dog
runs
pointed
a 4.5,
that out
and
yeah.
Tom Murphy Bunting's been awful all year. So I mean, there was just I knew Tyreek Hill was going to go off. So like I really didn't see us being able to stop their offense.
That was kind of my thing too. So, but besides last week, let's get into this bye week, which is well needed. How do you see us finishing off the rest of the four games?
I mean, if they're the team that we think they can be, if they put the talent that they have on the field in position to win, they can win out. I think the Vikings game is going to be the most challenging. I think that even though Kirk Cousins really isn't an elite quarterback, he can still get it done. Like he did when he was in Washington.
I think we had some static there. We weren't going to go back that far in time.
You like that.
How you like that?
But yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that. And then Dalvin Cook's out there too, so that's always one to watch, even though we got a good run D. But
he's amazing, though, especially out of the backfield.
Well, now, let me teach you how we are supposed to answer a question like that. All right, Dog, you asked me, how are we going to do the last four games?
How are we going to do the last
four games? Oh, dude, it's going to be brutal for these other teams. I think we're going to win out like 106-2. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable into the season, bro. Oh, yeah. Straight into the playoffs. Yeah, and rematch with KC in the Super Bowl. And then my guy Bo will pick KC to win. Yeah, there it is. Oh, all right, so here's the deal. We also play a little game every week, and I like to challenge these guys, and I like to see what kind of Buck knowledge they really have.
And
So what I do, I only take active players. I take two offensive players. I take two defensive players. All I want you to give me is I'm going to say a name, and then you're going to have a chance to – then you, of course, say your name to kind of buzz in, and then I want you to give me the player's number, and I want you to give me what college they went to.
Oh, I'm letting you know right now I don't know colleges like that. I really don't watch college football, like, at all.
And I understand that, and I know these guys do watch, so there's a little bit of a one-up, but I mean...
I can guess, though. I'll guess.
Right. I mean, it's trust me, that's all they do half the time, too. So, all right, so let me just start this out real quick, guys. Let me go into this. So I'm going to throw out the name. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mike Evans.
Dog. 13. And Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, point for Dog. All right.
Oh,
next.
I just said my name. Oh, gotcha. I got you now.
Donovan Smith.
Dog.
Oh, boy. Hand me that pen.
76, Penn State.
76, Penn State. That is also correct. Now we jump over to the defense. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And Ndamukong Suh.
Ashley.
Ashley, go for it.
Nebraska, 93.
Oh, nice.
That's right. He played
one
with
for the fan board, one for the fan board.
He played with Levante David, right?
I don't think so.
No, they were different times, yeah. I think that Sue was before David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, last one. Here we go. Well, you have no chance, Bo. Ashley, you got a shot. Carlton Davis.
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley.
Well, do you want his original number or the number he has now?
Number he has now.
Okay, so 24 in Auburn.
Nice.
Are you Googling? Are you Googling it?
I thought she didn't know colleges.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
well.
I know like, our current guys. Like, if you were about to go online and be like, what school did Allie Marpet go to? Or like, or Alex Capel because they went D3. Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. He asked
I'm
that
I'm
kind of
with you on
time.
That.
Yeah. See, all right. Well, then, Ashley, you just earned an entry into our giveaway for the holidays. So we're going to write your name down. And all you have to do is go to our page and also like it so we can return the favor. But we have signed helmets. We got signed, I don't know, what do we got? Signed hockey gear. If you are you in hockey? You like the Lightning?
Oh, I love the Lightning. I was sweating that final series we had.
See, yes, that's how a true Tampa Bay sports fan responds to that. Yes, I love my home team. I would never, ever vote against my home teams.
No, well, okay. You know.
And we got some Rays signed gear too. I think a signed glove. So, anything else from you guys?
No, that was it. It was fun talking to you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Oh yeah, we're gonna keep checking in. She's queen of the Bucks.
So yep, that is what she claims to be.
We do. We appreciate the time, dear. We're just getting off the ground. So do like our page. We're gonna return the favor, and hopefully you'll hear your name on the next one. Pick out a little gift for somebody for the holidays, because you know I'm sure you know a couple other Bucks fans that would pick the Bucks.
Oh, definitely. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you much, dear. Go Bucks.
Bye.
Okay, so that was sad. The fan just knocked you guys out the park. I'm going to let you guys say she might have been Googling.
The one I wasn't too sure about was Carlton Davis was what school he
school.
Went to.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was Auburn or if it was who else did we draft that year?
Here's
there's another corner that we drafted that year that was...
I don't know. But let me ask you this. How about this? I want to give you an opportunity, yes. Dog, right now. Show your knowledge. Well, because we had to mute him. He's got a call. So here we go.
No way. He just got traded?
Team, who got traded? Oh.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah. No. Okay. We're going to know. All right. Team leaders, as of right now, Tom Brady, obviously leading. Is it more or less than 3,200 yards?
It's more.
That is correct, 3,300. Jones, more or less 800 yards?
He's more.
More, that is correct. He's at 820. Evans, leading and receiving, more or less than 580 yards?
He's right around there. Yeah. I know he's right around
he's
there.
He's right around there.
I'm going to say he's more.
He's 613. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, Devin White leading the team in tackles, more or less than 66 tackles?
He probably racked up about another 9. Yeah, more.
That is correct, 70. JPP is leading the team in sacks, more or less than 8 sacks?
He did get one last week. He was at 7.5, so yes, more.
Very good. And last, interceptions. You know who's leading the team before I tell you?
I would believe Carlton Davis
at 4.
That
is correct. God, good God, bro. You really do. He's got some knowledge. My guy's got some. What do you mean you guess? He just nailed that.
I don't know. Every time I do my trivia, you guys just get like maybe one question out of 10, right?
Well, do you have any trivia for the week?
I do.
All right.
Let's turn it over
to you.
It's not Buccaneer trivia. It's current NFL leaders and stats.
Oh, I got this. Let's go.
Oh, you got this? All right. Where's my pen?
All right. Would
you like to steal my pen?
Hold on. Can we talk about that call that you just got? Who got traded?
Nobody got traded, but I got a call that there's rumors that Blake Snell might be getting traded soon. I haven't seen anything of it yet, so I can't even talk about it because I haven't even done my research on it.
Who's your source?
Apparently Dexter just called me. I have no idea who he is. So
the general manager, Cash?
I got to figure this out after the show because I haven't done any research or haven't heard anything about it lately.
Fair enough.
All right.
Who the just said Blake got
some? No, he said there's trade rumors going around.
For some slap dick prospects.
I don't
huh?
know, Sean. I can't speak on it because I don't know
he's
yet.
He's getting the dog fired up.
All right. Let's go. So I'm going to ask you a stat, and then you say your name, you buzz in, and you tell me who it is, and for the extra bonus point, what like how many it is. All right. Let's go with pick six leaders.
Pick six leaders.
Mm-hmm. Who's thrown the most pick six in the league this season?
Who's thrown or gotten them?
Who's thrown the most pick six in the league?
Chip.
Chip. Five, four.
Are you saying, wait a minute, quarterback that threw him?
Yes.
Or, okay, Matt Ryan.
No.
Okay.
Dog? Five, four, three.
Tom Brady.
No. Matthew Stafford with three.
Oh, damn.
See, I know Tom's got like one or two.
Let's go with the highest completions per game as an average.
Highest completions per game.
Mm-hmm.
As
they're averaging this amount of numbers, completions per game. And who is it?
Dog. Russell Wilson.
Wrong. Chip.
I'm going to go with most completions per game. Throwing the ball a lot. Could it be Aaron Rodgers?
Wrong.
Who?
Justin Herbert, 26.9.
Damn, I was going to go with him with the Chargers. Damn it.
Who has the most TD tosses this year?
Dog. I'm trying to think before the timer fucking starts. I mean,
dog, you're on the clock.
We're gonna go with the guy who just played us and beat us, Patrick Mahomes.
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Not Patrick Mahomes. No, most sir. Touchdowns.
Most touchdowns.
Roethlisberger.
Wrong. Rodgers with 33.
Damn.
Who's got the highest QB rating?
Dog. Rodgers.
Rodgers with what?
We're going to go with 93.4.
Nope.
96.9.
Nope. 117.6.
Wow.
Get out of here, Rodgers.
Who's got the longest pass on the season? Longest pass play.
Longest pass play. Actually, Chip. Drew Brees.
Chip does not, and Drew Brees does not either.
Damn.
Drew Brees had the longest pass play? You're crazy, man.
I thought he did one that was like 97 yards because it was one of those little bullshit routes and then
nope.
I know your boy just threw one, but I think there's a long one this year. I think there's like an 82 yarder, but I'm gonna say Patrick Mahomes 75.
Wrong. Big Ben 84.
See, I got darn it.
Who's got the most INTs this year?
James Watson. Who most, said that?
Most INTs this year?
Most Who, INTs.
Chip Stafford.
Wrong. Dog?
Kirk Cousins.
Wrong. Carson Wentz, 15.
Oh.
Who's been sacked the most this year?
Dog. Carson Wentz.
Oh, okay. How many?
I got rocked like seven times last night. I seen the stat. There's probably 35 times.
Wrong.
How many?
You don't want to give a shot?
I'll say 23.
46.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Who has the most completed passes this year?
Dog. I'm on the clock. Give me countdown.
Well, the highest percentage was.
That's highest percentage. That doesn't mean that's necessarily that.
I understand.
I get to think before the clock
goes. I'll tell you that. It's not the same person.
I get to
Chip, Josh Allen.
Wrong.
I've already said dog.
Okay.
I'm waiting on the clock.
I've been waiting on you for about 10 seconds.
I know. Five, I'm waiting on the clock.
Four, three, two.
Big Ben.
Wrong. Brady with 307.
Nice.
Who has the most pass attempts this year?
Dog. Justin Herbert.
Wrong.
Drew Brees throws the ball all the time.
Wrong.
Who?
The same guy that's got the most completions, Brady. 474.
Really?
Well, we throw it fucking three times in a row.
Yeah, true.
Who has the most passing yards?
Dog.
You guys should get this one. Who?
Aaron Rodgers. A. Rodgers.
It's not Rodgers.
I was going to say Breeze.
Not Breeze either. You got to think
Dude,
Breeze.
Breeze ain't playing in three
Patty
weeks.
Patty Mahomes with 3,400.
Yeah, but he was
yards.
Lighting it up.
Oh, damn. Because I know Tom Brady's right over 3,300.
Well, we sucked on that one.
Well, Sean got two. Yeah. You said you were ready.
I got one. Did you get anything?
I mean,
do you
got
anything for tonight?
No, I do not. I was
totally unprepared.
Well, no, in a sense, when we take losses like that, I just get real flustered and I just can't think of anything besides talking shit that I wanted to talk all day yesterday about. But well, here it is, Tuesday. I'm in a better mood.
So let's. I want to call this guy back and see what he has to say.
Who?
Let me get this guy on the phone.
Well, then put us on mute or put yourself on mute real quick. So we got contest winners we're going to be picking here in a little bit. And these people are going to have to
listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast, obviously. And then they're going to have to use the password that we'll be giving them, which let's go ahead and give it to them, dog. What is
it'll be used for both winners.
Both winners.
It'll change for the next winners.
That's right. This is the week of the 30th, and we will be expecting a contact from you by next Tuesday, which is what? What is next Tuesday? The 8th?
Yes, December 8th. Tuesday would be the latest that you can contact us before we record. So we record usually around 6:37. You have to text us, email us, get on social media, Twitter, IG, and send us your message of the password. And the password is pound that rock.
I love it. I love the password, pound that rock. All right, so you heard it here. So let's get into it. We're going to announce the names. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like Bo's coming back into the room. What do you got here? Oh, he's got a smile on his face.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
All right, so I got somebody on the line right now.
Okay.
Yo, you there?
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, man. So you just called me with some news. What's going on now?
First off, let me say I love what you guys are doing, and it's a great thing. But I heard maybe a potential Blake Snell trade rumors, and I was just seeing what you guys potentially thought, you know, with the Rays and what they do and how they make trades, if you think it's a good time to maybe let him go or if you guys want to really hold on to him.
Well, I've known he's been on the trade block, I think, since probably after the World Series. I've been seeing stuff like that, but I haven't.
I would say since after Cy Young.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's in our organization, everybody is always up for a trade. To me, I think we've made the most of our trades. If we get what we get, if
slap
we can,
dick prospects.
No, we don't get those guys. We've done some good things with our trade. I would hate to see him go, but at the same time, he's got a big payroll coming up, and I know we signed him for a lot of money.
He's got four more years with this, I believe.
I understand that, but they still have to pay him that money, which to me is something that they'd like to get out of.
What is going on with him?
What?
You're just everything Bucks right
now. He's ready to move to Montreal.
He is, man. I mean, go to Canada,
I'm telling you how the Rays run their team. They run their team because they don't like to pay people, okay?
Yeah, so you're also the only guy on this squad that literally picks against our own home teams.
Can I even finish what I'm saying?
But he doesn't understand why you would want to get rid of this guy. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to get rid of him is what I'm saying, but I'm saying if they do get rid of him and they get what they can get for him, then it's going to be a better deal than what it is now.
Yeah.
What would you expect to get for somebody?
What do you got to get for him?
I want to see an up-and-coming riser outfielder with some pop and another relief pitcher.
No,
I want two or three players for him.
No. I'm taking five players, two pitchers that are ready, and one prospect that's infield or outfield ready. And he could be a first baseman. He could be a catcher. He could be.
You're not going to get that much for him.
Yes, you can. He's a Cy Young winner.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're telling me I'm wrong. I'm not telling you you're wrong.
Okay. Well, you have your demand on what you want to, you know, sell your property for. Mm-hmm. You know, until someone wants to give you that, then you can back down a little bit.
I understand. That's why they got to keep their guard up high.
So you got to
get the most
out of it.
There's plenty of teams out there that would give that for this.
They're not going to just let him go.
100%.
Are you local, my man?
Yeah, born and raised, St. Petersburg, Florida. Rays fan since 98, man. So, yeah, I know how the Rays operate, and I hear both sides of what you're saying, but I got to agree with, the Rays way is that most likely they'll probably will let him go, and they won't let him go for – they're going to get a lot for him, and they're going to have to get, you know – a ready starter back, and like how Sean mentioned, we're gonna need to get a catcher. So a catcher is gonna be a big part of the deal. So it's gonna have to be a lot. I mean, it's gonna have to be like he's saying, two everyday starting pitchers and a catcher and or first baseman, or like you said, a big hitting outfielder and a relief pitcher. I feel like the bullpen's solid. I feel like. But we'll have to get a starting pitcher. I feel like whatever they do will be the right decision. With him after the Cy Young, I feel he's a little hot-headed, and maybe some of those issues really aren't stuff that we want to deal with. So if we just let him go, and maybe he's a New York guy, you know? and let him go early and get a lot for him. Right. Or three-way trade it where let him go to New York or Boston. And
that's what I don't want to see. Well, I don't want to see him in pinstripes.
Well, do you throw in Willie Adames because you got Wander Franco coming? Do you throw him into that trade block and really try to bring back some more prospects? Because Willie's not going to have a spot here.
No, I
you
think
got Wander Franco's ready. Wander, he's ready.
Willie's not going to have a spot. Wander is ready. So that's a good point, too. I also saw rumors, too, maybe about bringing back Chris Archer. If you think we can get him for cheap for a 1-year deal, what do you think about that?
I'm not with that at all.
Maybe a relief guy. I'm not letting him start.
Yeah, I'm not letting him start. I mean, we already got a hole to fill with Charlie Morton being gone.
Yeah, but you know what it is. When these guys come back playing for the Rays, there's just something magical about it. They got
something to prove. Sean's right. So even if you give him $1 million for the year, give him the fifth role starter, let him try to prove himself again. I mean, the kid's got potential. It's just he didn't do good in Pittsburgh. And just like that trade, we got rid of him at the right time. I feel like we might have to get rid of Snell at the right time.
That's
and
true.
get him before maybe he gets hurt and you don't get nothing.
I'm
for
listening
him,
to
you
all
know?
You guys. You guys, what happened to – you're talking about magic. You're talking about all this stuff. And now you know
But
me.
It's Ray's magic, though, because David Price went to shit.
I understand, but we
shit.
Just made it to the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay, granted, I understand the season short and all this.
You know
I
how
get
we
that.
Made it to the World Series?
However,
why?
Trading players.
But
you know
why,
how we made it to the World
why
Series?
But why break up the team now?
But you know how we made it to the World Series. We didn't make it to the World Series by our starting pitchers. We made it to the World Series by our bullpen.
Yes, agreed.
And we scrapped some games out. You know, we scrapped a lot of games out.
Yeah,
but we
shouldn't have taken Snell out.
And granted, you know, pitchers may not have been fully stretched out, but Blake didn't see past the fifth inning all year.
I know.
Every time he got to the fifth inning,
none of our starters did. I think maybe one or two of them may have.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the entertainment, my man. And, we'll have to check in back with you maybe next week and see if anything happened.
Yeah, man, for now, just go Bucks, and hopefully they can turn it around. I mean, that's a whole – if you guys got a couple minutes to talk about the Bucks, go for it. I mean, do you think it's coaching or do you think it's Tom Brady?
I think it's just continuity, man. Kurt Bozeman's saying it for a while, man. It's going to take some time. Granted, we all thought it's going to be yesterday we're winning the Super Bowl. You know, that's how we felt
yesterday. I wouldn't say yesterday. I would just say that. I said there was some downtime, but these are all a hell of a squad in your receiving
though?
Core.
Last year with Jameis at the helm,
yeah.
You're looking at five and seven. You're looking at 5-7. You're not looking at 7-5.
Yeah.
So we got to think about we are in the uppers. You know, yeah, we're not the hottest team in the league right now, but it's all about December and catching that fire.
Yeah,
getting into the big party. That's all.
We also had no OTAs, no training camp. This was the weirdest offseason forever, especially for a new quarterback that's been in the same system for 20 years to come here.
That's anybody in any job.
If you work somewhere for
20 years, you go in any other place to work, you're not going to turn out and have
Let me ask this gentleman.
Just like when you move, you're going to stub your toe a couple times. Jesus. It's going to hurt.
Let me ask this gentleman a question. He is obviously a Tampa Bay fan, like he said.
Sounds like
St. Pete. He's here. He loves his squads. So, are you a betting man?
Sometimes. Right. I like to look in the game.
Exactly. So, if you were to take last week's game or this past game with the Bucks, I got to – because, it's worth asking. And you have KC, former champs, obviously coming to town, obviously a stellar team, coming against your Bucks. But now you're going to lay some money. Are you going to lay some money and ride with your squad? And, hey, if you lose, you lose. If you win, great fucking day. Or do you say, nope, I'm going to take KC because they're the safe bet and I think they're going to win?
To be honest with you, I bet on the Bucks to win just because that's the type of fan. Like, that's the way I am. I had a feeling that I always have a feeling that the Bucks can win. And until they get on the field and I see the first down and first 10 run, and then from there it's like, okay, I know what's going to happen. And there's so much, it's pretty much play calling. Switch up the play calling. Maybe, and like Sean says, it takes time, but we can't run out of time, and we can't get to the playoffs not being ready, because it's going to suck to get in the playoffs and lose the first round because dumb shit, he's throwing interceptions and stuff, because we got the best quarterback of all time, and he should be able to click with anybody.
He's not calling the
just
plays.
Godwin, not Evans, not Gronkowski. He has all these, he has no excuses. I hear what you guys are saying, but you can't give the greatest quarterback all time excuses, because he's got to do better.
Agreed. But in all that, and what he did also say is that he would ride with his team. He would pick.
That's cool, man. What are you trying to prove?
I just don't understand how you don't, like, literally, you jumped
all over me. Because I didn't think the Bucks
me.
Were going to win that game from the get-go. But that was the one game they're not ready for.
Well, then you know that, but you still pick your home team.
Not when I know they're not going to win.
You just, so the win is more important to you.
What do you mean?
The win against your boys is more important than riding
God,
with
dude,
your team.
Give it up. It's really starting to aggravate me now. You're starting to get under my skin.
Good. That's what I'm aiming for.
All right, you boys have fun, man. It was great chopping it up with you guys. Man. I love what you're doing, and I'll see you guys when I get back in town.
Thanks, have a good one, Bubba.
Like, why is it? Why? What's your deal that I picked the Chiefs?
Because that's what it's all about.
You want them
dude,
to go
take it like a fan, bro.
I'm taking it
like
a fan.
Take it like a fan.
I'm not listening.
Well, could be worse, man. Could be riding behind Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
30, but we're not. That's not. You can't say if and what and not. It is what it is, and this team is not ready yet.
Well,
it's
but
not
we
ready
could.
Yet.
I understand. I agree with that. But we could say if you had gone with the Bucks,
if my
maybe
aunt
they
had a bloop,
won.
It'd be my uncle.
If you're. You got more balls than a Chinese ping pong tournament. I still love that.
Hey, one thing is for sure, though.
Let's pick these winners.
We ain't losing this weekend.
No, we're not losing this weekend for sure.
That's for sure.
Welcome to the bye week. All right, so let's pick some winners so we can get out of here.
All right. I'm just digging this.
All right, so again, the contest has been, we got what? JPP. We got
Shaq
Barrett. Devin White. We got a signed glove, Kiermaier. We got a puck and stick signed by
Cooch.
All right. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to pick the winners, and we're just going to let them pick what they want, and then we'll kind of go from there. Fair enough.
As soon as they contact us.
Exactly. So the rules, again, dog, were that once we announce their names, they have to what?
Find out the passcode, which is pound that rock, and then they got to message us the passcode, which is pound that rock. And you will only hear the passcode on this platform. For these two winners tonight, it's going to be pound that rock. Next week, we'll change up the password.
And what's our text again? Obviously, they know they can find us on Instagram and Twitter, but they can text us at
727-388-1644, or they can call in at 1-844-542-4111.
All right, perfect. So we're going to let you announce it, dog. Who is our
very
first winner? First pick. They need to call us. Contact us by next Tuesday so we can get you on the air.
JP.
JP
smoked out. So he retweeted it in his IG name. Therefore, there's not another JP that we can get confused with. But we'll go with his Twitter name. That is right here. Let me find it real quick.
So JP is our first winner. I wonder what do you think he's going to pick? You think he's going to pick the JPP helmet?
Probably.
That was pretty sweet, bro, the chrome one.
But it's Justin Pascazuo. I can't say his last name too well.
Justin P.
But he posted the picture on his page. So
all right, Justin.
Congrats off.
I hope you hear us coming up this Thursday going through the weekend. You better get a hold of Dog by Tuesday. What else you got? Who's our second winner?
And the second winner is Aubrey. Aubrey Abbott.
I like that.
She posted it on her story.
So yeah.
Remember, you guys got to say the password, which is pound that rock. Message us on Twitter or IG. To claim your prize. And then we'll set up some sort of either phone interview, and then you guys got to take pictures of it and you know, show the love.
Also note, all contest winners are responsible for paying shipping and handling, so please have that ready.
Nice disclaimer. All right. Well, I like the helmets, I like the glove, and I like all the hockey stuff, so it should be a good one, man. But these are perfect holiday gifts.
Stocking stuffers.
I like it. All right, so JP, Aubrey, you have till Tuesday.
Pound that rock is your password.
And what else you got, Bo?
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Let me check my list here. Let's make sure we got nothing else. I really hope Jake.
Go Gators.
I do like Go Gators.
Big game against Tennessee Vols, huh?
Yep. The contest still goes on, so keep hitting us up. Keep looking for us on IG and Twitter. Yes, there will be some posts being made talking about the announced winners. But, again, you can get a hold of us at, what is it again?
Twitter at 727-388-1644. Or you can call us at any time. Well, the studio line is really only open from 6:30 to 8:30.
No, that rings the bell.
But it rings. It rings whenever.
24 hours a day.
All the time,
but 24 hours a day, baby.
Yeah, you can call him anytime at 844-542-4111. You know, tell him you want to set up an interview.
Or just call and say hi.
Ask him how to get into the contest. Ask him what he's cooking for dinner. We have delicious Bo Burgers.
Thank you, Chip. I picked that one.
Might be the last time.
Group.
Oh, all because of this.
Nope, might be the last time.
All right.
Are you going back on the
take out from here on out.
All right, I know there's one thing I can still say with wholeheartedly. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Hey, we're not losing this week, boys.
Nope.
Go Gators.
Take it like a fan.
See you.
See you.